Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, brought to you by A Day for Milton, May 19th at the Brewing Hall in Bellport, Long Island, 14 Station Road. And today, a special day because the first ad came out in the paper today. I want to thank the South Bay News and my friend Felicia, managing editor, for bringing that about and putting Milton in the day for Milton, that is, in the news. And they're going to run that for as many weeks as they can through May 19th. So there you have the initial advertising. People who want to help. Next month, Able News will have one, and we're working on getting some of the other papers to advertise A Day for Milton. We're also reaching out to get the Suffolk County Police Department canine people to post Milton's Day. So we're hoping that that's going to come about. And, of course, Suffolk Bus Corp. By the way, they're one of the biggest, if not the biggest, bus outfit on Long Island.
Oh, yeah.
So we have them endorsing the day for Milton. And I want to thank John Corrado from the bottom of my heart for making that happen and for having people involved in the day for Milton.
Yeah.
All right. So don't forget May 19th. Now, tonight's show, my guide dog is throwing a party.
Yes.
Appropriately so.
Yeah.
Now, because she cares about Milton. Is Lorraine on the line?
Not yet. I told you if you wanted, just let me know.
Oh, she's not on.
Okay, I'll bring her on. Yeah, I'll bring her on. Hold on.
What?
I'm bringing her on if you'd like.
Speak clearly when you speak. You're on the radio.
I am speaking clearly. I am. Certain words I can't say well because of the stroke I had.
Well, spit them out.
I'll try spitting the horrible words out.
You're talking Italian, you know.
Talking Italian?
Do we have Lorraine on the line?
Yeah, of course she is. She's laughing at the Italian.
All right, so Lorraine, are you there?
Yes.
All right, we have some sweet, sweet puppies that we want you to meet, and dogs, and to honor Milton and to put out the spirit of a party. You know, we want all the dogs to come, all the puppies.
That's cute.
People who love these dogs. Lorraine, have you got that?
Dog.
Can you play it?
Yes. Alexa,
all right,
Inner Sight.
And
aww.
A day for Milton that will really last forever. Because we're not going to let it fade. We're not going to let it die. We're not going to let people forget what happened to Milton. And the beauty. Yeah, I agree with you, puppy.
Yes, I do.
The beauty that Milton brought to Michelle. And by the way, if you want to see some of that, watch the show tonight, local, 9:30, Channel 20 on Long Island.
Yeah.
And you'll see a woman who truly misses her guide dog. So the puppies symbolize something. They symbolize new life. They symbolize that Milton lives on.
Oh, yeah.
Puppies.
I hope so.
And will always live on. And we at InnerSight and Mr. Baker and Shelby's Kitchen, and Silo, Suffolk Bus Corp, just to mention a few of the organizations that will make sure that Milton lives on, in this day for Milton. We will never forget what happened. We will never forget that agencies should improve and become better than they are. Now, when something, a horrible tragedy happens like that, when a trainer leaves a dog in a van to die like that, that's a sign. That's a sign that that agency must sit down and say, hey, what are we doing wrong? You know,
definitely.
Look what happened. There's some wrong here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't we more? Yeah, I agree with you, sweet one. See, even the dog knows.
Yes, he does.
There's some wrong here. Why aren't we addressing it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why aren't we striving to improve? You know, set up a law, get regulations, and examine maybe every 6 months or so what we're doing, and let the people who need these dogs speak out.
Uh-huh. That's right.
And tell us what they need. You know, had a guy tell me the other day, blind guy too. See, people don't really want to tell you the truth because they're afraid of the schools.
Yeah.
You know, he said, if a blind person can't take care of their dog, they shouldn't have the dog. And my first reaction was, can the school prove that they can't take care of the dog?
That's right.
You know what he said? They don't have to.
Ooh.
What are they, above the law?
That's
what
I want.
What the hell are they?
I don't know.
But that's a fear statement.
Right.
You know, he's afraid to say anything because they could take his dog away.
That's
or not give him the dog.
Yeah, right. They could write it in all over his chart, whatever
so
comes by.
People that you speak to who are blind and who need service dogs, they're not really telling you what they want to say most of the time.
Yeah.
Because they're too frightened. They have no rights. You know, and behind the scenes, many, many people have told me that.
Yeah.
They won't say it publicly.
Yeah, because they don't want to lose their dog.
They'll be found out or heard about, and you know.
That's it.
they have no rights.
I remember the time you told me not everybody is the same in terms of, you know, keeping their mouth shut or whatever, you know, whatever the case may be, but they won't come they'll come without their guide dogs and bring their white canes, and they won't be here with their guide dogs. I had no clue. When I heard what people were doing while we were at the studio, I was dumbfounded, honestly. I just didn't understand until I put an application in, and they treated
me like...
One
guy brought his dog. One or two people brought their dogs.
Yeah.
So
they didn't care.
With them.
You know, they wanted to make a statement. And that's great. You know?
But the puppies are a big part of a day for Milton. We'd like to get as many puppies on the 19th of May at the Brewing Hall that we can.
That'd be awesome.
And, you know, set an example.
That's right.
By bringing
in the
puppies.
I might take a puppy home with me. He said I might be taking a puppy home with me.
What do you mean take a puppy? Oh, you take somebody's dog? What the hell are you talking
about?
Well,
if it's not anybody's dog, if it's through the, what do you call, rescues, and you want to rescue them, I'm sure, you know, they'll want you to, you know, help in some way, you know?
Yeah, well, I don't think you can just take it home. You got to...
No, you got to put
be, qualified.
Of course.
Qualified for that in some way.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. And I want to thank Jill over there, especially today, for looking up the South Bay News and passing that along to Brianna, who hopefully will make a connection for us with the Canine Police Department.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight and SILO has asked me to announce their ADA celebration in July.
That's right. A mile from now.
You can go to their website and and look that up.
Yeah, it's really nice.
And while you're there, you can check for the day for Milton. By the way, can you find that South Bay News?
I'm going to look right now.
Online?
Yeah, let me look.
It's on there, I know, because Jill found it.
Yeah, no, just one quick thing, and at least you'll have it up, you know,
it says the day for Milton.
Yep, yep, it does. Hold on, let me go South Bay.
All right, do it quietly.
I'm just confirming with you, because I'm not familiar with it. South Bay News, or what?
Yeah, SouthBayNews.com, I guess.
Okay. That's what I needed.
Inner Sight brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Kennedy Realty. And that puppy's so cute.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. Kennedy's. Brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island, my buddy Gary. Dog food, cat food, it's all free. Veterinarian services when he's able to do that. 631-484-3085. That's a good number to keep handy. 631-484-3085. All right. You talk about people who maybe can't afford to feed their service dog. Local here on Long Island, there's a way to help.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090 is our number. And our new email, which I'm trying to decipher, Inner Sight 1620-1620@gmail.com. That's the new email if you want to send something over. All right, what else? All the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and all those who have perished at the hands of evildoers. And I'm going to add something to that. At the hands of uncaring politicians.
That's true.
Who are too busy swindling the public to do something to protect the schools.
That's right.
All right, Inner Sight. And let's see, who else we got? Oh, my buddy Fernandez, Devin. Third Eye Insight. Let's see, you want to learn how to protect yourself. 631-445-3464. All right. And we're brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, where you can get great food. And while you're there, you can see the place where Milton hung out many, many times. Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444 on in Bellport, Long Island.
Hmm?
All right, inner sight. And check the South Bay News for the ad. What?
I'm doing that now.
Did you find it? Oh.
Not yet. I'm scrolling.
All right. But those of you, it covers about 10 towns, was read to me by the
at least, yeah.
The managing editor. So check the South Bay News for the ad. Make a note of it. Make plans to be with us. Bring your puppy.
Aww.
Bring your dog. And come on down and
in my area.
A great, great soldier. A fallen soldier.
Aww.
Guide dog. My dog is one of the dogs that's throwing the party.
There you go.
All right.
Wish I had my two dogs still here.
Every time I talk to her about Milton, she gets this look on her
face.
This look in her eyes. You know, she's aware of what, somehow aware of what happened and what's going on. You know, dogs don't get enough credit. They know more than we think they know.
Is it called South Bay Neighbor?
What?
Is the newspaper title South Bay's Neighbor? I don't know what that is, but that's what they have up here.
I don't know, but that's not what we're looking for.
Yeah, I know. But that's all I could find. Let me go back down to Long Island Media Group. Maybe they have something.
It's under, look under, Sayville.
Sayville?
In the, the issue that goes to Sayville. That's where she found it, I believe.
Okay, let me look.
Inner sight, and the party will be great. We'll have some food. We'll have a couple of people who want to get up and say a few words, including the head of Independent Living, Jose Delgado, and Olga Murray is another one. Former district attorney in Suffolk County, John Corrado. I got official word today that he's going to do his best to get there.
Oh, that's awesome.
And the Suffolk bus people, whoever wants to come, all the drivers are being invited.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, Michelle, who was the owner of Milton, rode the Suffolk Transportation many, many times with Milton.
Of course.
So some of them may even remember him.
That's good.
So we have that, and we have, and it's just the beginning. I'm sure that a lot more people are going to be opening up. We're going to be doing, we're planning to start doing YouTubes. Videos right after April 1st, we're going to start trying to put some videos up and let people know. Hey, how's my little puppy? What's that puppy's name? Lorraine, you there?
Mm-hmm.
What's the puppy's name?
Mm-hmm.
You have a name?
Not yet.
And Jasper. That's
Jasper's
off the top.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, Jasper is her name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cute.
All right. Jasper girl.
My daughter.
Don't forget. What?
My daughter had a name for a little stuffed dog she had, and she named it Georgette. I thought it was so cute.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's
a girl's
woman's name, I think. Yep.
Georgette.
There we go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was one of my aunt's names.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of funny.
All right. Yes, the day for Milton, and a lot of that that's going to come out of it is how much Milton meant to somebody like Michelle.
Okay. Of course.
And how close they were. And the loyalty that Milton expressed toward her.
Exactly.
You know, and the safety. You know, she said to me, when I was with Milton, I didn't have to worry about anything.
Yeah.
And it's so true.
It is.
You know, you have that confidence in the dog.
Right. And they have
the dog,
confidence in you and for other things.
The dog picks it up immediately. Did you find that in the bay?
I'm still looking. I mean, I don't know. This one just says just a couple of different websites. That's why I'm a little hesitant on opening it. There's just one that is right here in Lindenhurst, believe it or not, and that's like a open location. Let me just take
No. We don't want that area. It's Bellport, Sayville.
Okay.
In that area.
Okay, let me look.
You're looking in the wrong place. Linden's not. It's not going to come out in Lindenhurst.
Okay.
I don't think it is, but it's more over toward Bellport, you know, Patchogue.
Okay, South Bay.
In that
I'm
area.
I'm just going to put Bellport.
Look at Sayville.
And
she told me you can get the paper in Sayville, so.
Yeah. Okay, that's
cool. Got to be over there.
Yeah, I got it. It's still in the same thing, and it gave me the same one. So maybe that we're all in that cluster. A couple of them said that.
You said you got it. You found the article?
Not yet.
No.
See, the way they post it with the Suffolk County News, and then you have to look for it. And it's just like the way Abel does it, too. So
it's not Suffolk County News. It's the South Bay News. Did you click on South Bay News?
I'm just giving you.
.com?
I wrote SouthBay.com, Bellport, and Sayville, just to give,
It's not the Suffolk County News. That's a different paper.
No, it's South Bay. I put South Bay.
Yeah, South Bay.
Okay? Yeah.
So, a lot of talk will take place at this party about what guide dogs
mean to
people. And you know how you have to. It's a lot of hard work going to a school to train for a guide dog. See, this is another reason why there should be regulations and laws, because a person has to really work hard to train with that dog. You get up early in the morning. You got to be able to walk. You know, you must you walk. I don't know how many miles a week when you're training.
Oh wow!
With a guide dog, it's not easy.
Yeah, it probably is.
That's why they want you to have a medical. You know, they want to make sure that as far as possible that you're not going to drop dead on them because you know they could be sued.
Yes, they can.
So it's a lot of hard work on the part of the disabled person. You know, I mean, the dog is already trained, but it's still a challenge to the dog. And sometimes, you know, they don't make the right match.
Right.
So they got to switch dogs.
That's
great. Seen that happen. So it's a big to do in that regard, you know. It's not so hard training the dog. I think it's harder for the disabled person to train with the dog than it is for the trainer who trains the dog.
Train, yeah. It's a matter of confidence.
You
got to
be
too.
In good shape.
Yeah, and confidence in yourself to deliver what is needed as well.
824 New York.
I can't find that one area you're talking about, but I find
it. Don't forget about it. You can't find it.
I'm having difficulty with my eyes.
213-816 1650 is the number here. Anybody wants to call in, if you have a puppy and you'd like to come, give us a call, or if you have any questions. Any question? Michelle is hoping that a lot of people are going to ask questions.
I hope so,
event.
Too. Yeah.
So, anybody on the line?
I'm going to go back and look. Hold on. I was still looking at this outfit stuff when you said that.
All right.
Go back to the
So,
area.
We will be there. We hope we're going to have a lot of people. We're going to have a lot of press people over there, hopefully, who will be following
no,
up.
Online.
Who will be following up on Milton. You know, especially the people who covered the story when it first came out, most
right.
likely. A lot of them will come back.
See what's going on.
To, you know, add to the story.
Right.
So it'll be a great, great day.
I'm sorry.
Be a great, great day for Milton and a great party and an enlightening day. That's
mm-hmm.
the whole idea.
That's
to
right.
enlighten people. To give people a better understanding as to how a person can rely on a dog and have that confidence. Not everybody can do that, you know.
I know.
A lot of people, I've heard them say, oh, I wouldn't trust that dog to take me across the street.
See, that's wrong.
You know?
In fact, your own movement with the white cane is not going to be good enough that would compete with that dog.
Well, it's not
in
wrong. A lot of people
right.
don't believe in a dog.
That's it.
They're not dog
yeah.
people.
They're not dog people.
You know, it's not wrong.
It's not wrong.
If you don't believe in
the
dog,
yeah.
then you don't want it.
That's it.
So in that regard, it's right.
It's a right decision, I suppose. Yeah. But for me, you know, I really want a dog to guide me around. But I also, where I'm living, I have to, you know, work with, you know, people who have very bad allergies to dogs, worse than even me. I took shots when I was a kid because I just loved dogs, and they wouldn't get me away from them because I had a dog. So my mom said, give her allergy shots. That's what she's, you know, wants to do. She wants to sit with the dogs. So I said, yep. They gave me allergy shots for it.
A lot of people think they have allergies, and sometimes it's something else. They don't even know.
Maybe.
A lot of
allergies. When they gave me the medicine for it, they gave you something that you would be very mild dose of what they had, and then they finally every time you went there they gave you a little more, so you wouldn't be allergic to the stuff that you were allergic to. You know.
I don't know if that's the best way to do it.
Yeah. I have to speak with somebody about that. You know, and get this all under control because I don't like, you know, when my body is not acting the way I want it to, like feel as if I had control over it, you know?
All right, Inner Sight, we're brought to you by Able News.
Yeah.
Our ad will be coming out, I believe, around April 10th in the Able News. Look
awesome.
For that. And in the meantime, we want to thank Angela. And I'm sure that she'll write a story about the day for Milton. All right, you got the
yeah.
Able News? Let's get the
yes,
Able out.
Yes, I do. I do that. Here we go.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com. www.thedisabledvoice.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, Inner Sight and the Day for Milton, May 19th, Brewery Hall, Bellport, New York, 14 Station Road, from 11 to 2.
Wow.
And I think a lot of people are just going to come and pop in, you know, because it's, especially if they work, you know, they'll just pop in. From 11 to 12:30 or so, yeah, we'll probably have media people, or 11 to 12, something like that. Any media comes, that'll be usually the time when they like to get the story around 11 o'clock. But anybody's welcome to come, and you want to talk about what your dog means to you, you know, even as a pet dog. Can you imagine, you know, how you love your dog, you care about it, you take care of it.
Right.
Well, imagine if you could, if that dog had the job of protecting your life out in the street. I mean, what a difference that is.
Even the dog agrees.
You know, if you love your pet dog,
mm-hmm.
how much more so a service dog or a guide dog?
It won't take that much to do that. The only thing...
What? I can't hear you.
They won't take that much to do that and to make it, you know, similar to what a pet dog, you know, have your own pet dog even, and then just, you know, give it the orientation, you know, what they need to know and stuff like that, and then you move on to the guide dog schools, you know. But
I don't understand what you're talking about. What
I'm saying is how you would take your personal dog, you know, that you like and everything, and bring him to the... Yeah. But as opposed to, you know, anything special arrangements, I don't think they would do anything like that. I think only Inner Sight would do something like that, because you have established a bond already with the dog.
Well, I don't know what you're saying, but the point I'm trying to make is if you care about your pet dog and you love your pet dog, and it's only a pet.
That's right.
You know, you don't take the dog to work with you and take expect it to protect you when you're outside and traffic and obstacles and everything else.
No.
You don't experience your dog in that way.
That's right.
But a blind person does.
That's right.
So if you can imagine how much more a guide dog means to somebody who's blind, you know,
mm-hmm.
how devastated people would be if somebody killed their pet dog. Well, how much more if somebody killed your guide dog?
They're taking away the person's
eyes. It's very hard for
people.
It's very hard for people to imagine that.
Yeah, I know.
Because they don't know what it is.
That's right.
They don't know what it is.
It's hard to even explain.
Unless you
it.
Live it and experience. You really don't
exactly.
know what it is.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's another reason why there should be licensing and regulations in these schools.
Yeah.
Because we, the blind, we know what it is.
Exactly.
See? The sighted people don't really know what it is. They think
That's
they
right.
do, but they really don't, because they don't live it.
That's right.
So there has to be a balancing of the scales.
That's right.
With that. And that's where, you know, you come in with a license or regulatory body, you know, law.
Right.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. If you're out there, you want to talk about your dog, we'd love to hear you.
Yeah.
Your puppy or service dog, or you don't have to identify yourself. You can remain anonymous.
That's right.
we're going to have a great, great day for Milton, and we're going to let the world know how valuable a service dog is, how much it means to a person.
It's a person's eyes. How could they just discredit a person's eyes? That's what bothers me.
Well, as Michelle said, it's more than just my eyes. Milton was was an emotional help
support
to her.
Right.
Supported her.
Milton made her. Milton made her feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, something that was with her, and his body, from what she told me, protected her many a times.
Wow.
You know, and that's what happens.
Right.
When you have a guide dog, you know, that loyalty, that loyalty cannot be matched by anything.
That's true.
You know, your spouse or anyone, no one could match that.
No, not even the people you think that you could really trust. Yeah,
because that dog
at all.
Only has one thing in his or her mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's to keep you safe.
Of course, yeah.
That's all right, Inner Sight, don't forget, tomorrow night we got the funnies over here.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We're going to tell you about the lawyer that chased the ambulance.
Uh-oh. Do we have an ambulance sound? I hope so.
We'll have that.
Yeah.
Hey, Lorraine, you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
What happened to my puppy?
It's there.
Oh, really?
I didn't hear him.
It is.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah.
Sweet one. Yeah, tomorrow night, the funnies. Louie will be here. Jimmy Dinigan will be here with... Oh, I'll tell you about the time when he came to school.
Yeah.
He thought it was a new style. He had his shoes on the wrong feet.
Oh, no. I think he just accidentally did that. And then
backwards
made fun of him.
Backwards shoes. And he's trying to pass it off as a new style, you know.
Oh, there you go.
Crazy dinner. All right.
Yeah.
Inner Sight tomorrow night, and we'll have the friendly, the disabled philosopher will be here.
Oh, I have that. I could do that.
Going to talk about, I don't know, doctors who are stupid.
And what to do? I like it.
There's plenty of those around.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I guess.
You know, with Jackie Gleason, they said, well, with your garbage cans, I don't have to worry about catching flies. You know.
Yeah.
Plenty of stupid doctors. With people being sick, we don't have to worry about the undertaker business.
That's
they
right.
love it.
Yeah, that's right.
They love when people get sick, the undertaker.
Of course they do.
Show me one undertaker that doesn't go to the hospital and sit there and
wait.
Think about how many more cars he's going to buy.
Oh, my.
Sure.
I don't think I would be waiting. I know you're
if
right.
If they don't like it, they love it.
Oh, they love it. They're getting more money. Wouldn't you be sitting around luxury and
do
waiting
that,
for them to come?
Oh, that reminds me.
Yeah.
I'll do that skit. I haven't done it for a long time. The undertaker's at the back door of the hospital.
Oh. Yeah, you could do that.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. I want to thank my dear, dear friend Ira Tucker for coming up with this idea. For Milton, you know, and putting it all together and having the package is being sent to Tom and Michelle, mm-hmm. and we're going to send. I believe we're going to send one to Suffolk Bus Corp.
We probably need to send one also to ABC News, who has been with us too. But you know, and see if we could get it to Michelle. Not that Michelle.
I don't know if they get a package. They'll get a news release.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah.
Whatever Ira wants to do, whatever he thinks, you know, he's the expert.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
All right. But you could send Michelle that flyer if you haven't done so already.
Yeah, I will. I will definitely.
Send it to her.
Yeah, I will.
Let her see it.
Yeah. I have her email. So.
Inner Sight. Yeah, good. That's if your email works.
Yeah. I have a few emails, which is good. I don't have, the first time I had a problem with my email, and I created another email, and then
yeah, but neither one of them worked
for a little while.
They didn't work
today.
They only
give you very little space, Frank.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Don't keep some of your emails that aren't necessary, because they don't, you know, have enough space for, you know, you have to keep going through your email. Let's put it that way.
They're only good if they work. If they don't work, they're no good.
Well, if you have a lot of, what do they call that, pictures or documents or anything like that, you have to start taking some of that stuff down and just have, you know, plain stuff like text.
Well, I told you that a long time ago. It's probably all clogged up.
Yeah, it is.
You got a lot of stuff in there you don't need.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
All right, Inner Sight.
A lot of.
And 213-816-1650, if you want to talk to the puppy, give us a call. You know.
Jasper, I like the name.
Get some more wisdom.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I believe very strongly that dogs, not all dogs, but most of them,
mm-hmm.
or even the bad dogs, because it's not
yes.
their fault, you know.
No,
but,
it isn't.
I believe that all dogs are angels.
Oh, yeah.
In one degree or another.
Yeah.
You know, my dog is very
yeah.
mystical.
Yeah.
She picked up on Milton's death right away when I showed her wow. his picture.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very, very aware of what's going on. And when we were at the studio with Michelle,
mm-hmm.
she reached up to Michelle and was very loving to her.
Oh, yeah.
To say, you know, I'm sorry. I know what happened. I sense
yeah.
it. You know, dogs can sense death.
They
mm-hmm.
can.
In a person.
Yeah, it's true.
Yes.
If a person's yeah. mourning,
mm-hmm.
a dog can sense death.
Yeah, definitely.
They may react different ways, but they can sense
mm-hmm.
it.
Definitely.
And Charvel picked up immediately that Michelle had a loss.
Definitely.
And, of course, she undoubtedly picked up Milton's scent on her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember when my regular dog, now this is a little different, but I remember when he was mourning the girl dog that had passed away, and he just, like, made a yelp in the middle of my room and right where her little, you know, pillow was that we put on the floor for her. And he just sat on that pillow, would not move, and put his head down, like, I'm waiting for you to come back to me. He was so upset, and he was howling.
Yeah, sure, of course, they know.
Yeah, he was howling. I never
especially if they're attached to the dog.
Yeah. He never howled before, Frank. Not at all, not one bit. And then he howled that day.
Well, that's
very,
an emotional
very... yeah.
Yeah. sound.
Yeah, it is.
You know.
It broke my heart, and I felt awkward. I didn't know what else
mm-hmm.
I could do for him but hug him and pet him. That's all I did.
Yeah.
And then he was okay about it.
That's all
you
had. A way of mourning,
yeah.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
Family.
Gunner, the dog that we have, when he barks, like when somebody goes out the door, He barks and howls.
Oh, mm-hmm. See?
And then, and especially if somebody's at the door, he barks and howls.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
They have, yeah, they're all rescued. Both of them are rescued dogs. And they will have a little bit of separation anxiety.
Yeah.
Because where they come
too.
From, the yeah. people who owned them previously really abused them.
Oh, God. That's sad.
Especially traffic.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. These people put traffic out in traffic to get killed.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's how he got the name Traffic, because they
really?
set him outside of the car to
oh,
get
man.
Ran over. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's terrible. Was
yeah,
like
if
a...
it wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it wasn't for these two women to pick up the dog and bring him over to the church, my daughter liked him, so she brought him home and she raised him.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
He's a cutie.
Yeah.
He makes nice sounds.
Mm-hmm.
So the love for dogs by mm-hmm. people and the love for the dog with the person,
mm-hmm.
and that works both ways. Now, a lot of these so-called smart scientists, I think they're a bunch of asses, a lot of them, will tell you
that
a dog cannot show love. Now, I don't believe that.
I don't believe that
for
either.
A second.
They can't show love.
They can't show love and cry with you. Yeah.
I
remember
the
way
these idiots come up with a stupid statement like that. But it shows you how sometimes these people can go to school for years and years and years
mm-hmm.
and become a stupid ass.
Mm-hmm. It's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You really do.
Yeah.
Oh.
You can never convince me that my dog,
right,
who protects my life, doesn't show love.
Yeah, that's true.
That's love, man. That's love and dedication.
Yeah. Definitely.
And that's...
Lily's on the line whenever you're ready.
That's what the killer of Milton took away from Michelle.
That's right. That's
took
right.
away that love.
Mm.
That lasting, unconditional love
mm-hmm.
that Milton had for Michelle.
Yes.
And it's rare.
It is
rare.
Rare.
Go and try to find it in a person.
No. Taught.
Rare.
Very rare.
Not too many people have it.
No, okay. They don't. They don't have compassion.
But a dog has it in a minute.
Yeah, because they have that feeling. You know, it's
you
not
give a dog 3 days
and they'll
with
be
a new,
okay.
a new environment,
mm-hmm.
and they can start showing you that love. They'll fall in love with
what
you.
Love wow.
That's all they need is 3 days.
3 days. I think that's their best way of showing their love is by just coming to you. And just, you know, wanting their food is another thing.
Mm-hmm.
A whole bunch of things to show their love. They do.
Yeah.
They lick you. They sit with you. They lean on you. All these different ways of showing love and even speaking back to you, like what the puppy is doing right now. Speaking back is really
most
important.
Most
yes.
people, you know, within 3 days, if they tell you they love you, most of them are a bunch of damn liars. I'm not going to say all of them because it is love at first sight is possible.
Yeah.
But most
yeah.
people, beware.
Yeah, they want to take your
Something
money.
Not right about that.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah. But dogs,
mm.
that's a whole different thing, man.
That's right. They show it right away.
Yeah. Right away.
Yeah.
And they gain your trust.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
they
very
know.
Easy to... I'm sorry, Frank. Continue.
When I got my last guide dog,
mm-hmm.
I think I told this story on the air before, a Windsong. You know,
oh,
I
yeah.
went... My other one had passed.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine drove me out to the Akita Rescue.
Yeah,
in
all
New
the
Jersey.
Way there.
And I met Joanne Diamond. You know,
yeah.
you hear us talk about her all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And I was sitting on the couch in the living room.
Oh,
and Grizzly was there. Grizzly, the big dog. He was,
oh, yeah.
He was in there. He was trying to act tough, you know.
Oh.
but I wasn't. I'm not afraid of Akita.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Grizzly. And Windsong was in the backyard, you know.
I see.
And Joanne was telling me about her, you know.
Yeah.
How loyal she is and good and sweet and a perfect candidate to train for a guide dog, you know, and so on. And she went and opened the door, and Windsong came in to the room, and I'll never forget this, and came right up to me and started kissing me.
Oh, my God.
And
that's lovely.
Sat right in front of me and wouldn't move the whole time until we left.
Oh, wow.
That's a true story, folks.
Yeah, it is a true story. I
That's
remember that happening.
That's called love at first sight.
That
there
is
you
love
go.
At first sight. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to comfort you because you just lost your dog. She felt that.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't
well, yeah, they,
artificial.
They know.
She
they
just
know
felt it. Yeah.
Dogs can sense death.
Mm. Yes, and also can sense.
They know it.
That
That's why they're so good
love.
For military.
Yeah,
yeah, they are.
They're very good
One
for
reason
military.
Why they're so good for military.
Yep.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Had a guy I met worked in, was in the military. And, matter of fact, we had him on the show not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he trained dogs for Vietnam.
Wow.
And he was telling me that, the dog could hear the enemy coming.
Wow.
Miles away.
Wow.
And he would react. You know, he'd start barking and whining and getting all agitated.
Oh, yeah.
In other words, you know.
Of course, he'd have something coming. Yeah.
To let the soldiers know.
Yeah, definitely.
So
it was
all
really
these
unique when
traits,
I watched.
All these traits and more
mm-hmm.
were in Milton. You know,
oh,
when you analyze all this and you realize what they took away from Michelle.
From Michelle, yeah.
You know, that their ass should have been in jail.
Yes.
Yes, that's true.
For years.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? That might still happen.
It still might, yeah.
Never know.
Once she gets attached to another dog. It might take a long time.
No, it might still happen that the woman who killed Milton might wind up in jail.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah. I never thought of it that way. I hope so.
So, you know, you never know what's going to come out of a day for Milton.
There you go.
Right? Mass protest.
Mm-hmm.
Put the woman in
We're
jail.
We're planning to do it all over the country. Now, what'd you say? Louis on the line?
Yeah, he was waiting. I don't know. Let me see
What's
if he's
he doing
still
over there.
I don't know.
Bring him in. Let him say hello. We only got a few minutes.
Okay.
Louis the Lip.
Louis, how are you?
Hello. What's that dog barking and barking? What's that noise?
That's my puppy.
That's his
Is that
puppy.
Your puppy?
Yeah.
He named it Jasper.
Yeah.
Oh,
That's Jasper.
What happened to Shadowbell? What happened to the other dog?
Shadowbell's here.
Sure, too. Yeah.
Who's that, Delilah's dog?
No, it's my dog.
You bought that
you
dog?
Too.
No, I don't buy dogs. Shadowbell loves Jasper.
Aw.
Who's that, puppy?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a female dog?
Sweet puppy, Aww. Yeah.
Probably.
He ain't going to bite me. He ain't going to bit me in my ankle. He ain't going to bit me.
No, that's a Spanish dog in there.
Yeah.
Mia.
Talk of Spanish.
Hey, Spanish dog.
Hey, Mia,
Frank, you bought that
la
dog?
Carne.
Yeah.
Who bought it, Frank?
Mira, la Jasmine.
And la Jasmine, ooh, I love your Spanish. I'm sorry.
Hey,
Spanish dog.
Who bought that dog?
He likes the rice and beans.
He likes the rice and beans.
Yep.
Hey, Louie, what
no,
is tomorrow night?
For you.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Louie.
Yeah.
Did you ever chase an ambulance?
Chase a who?
An ambulance.
Oh, I can't do that.
Maybe
it's crazy. I get in trouble from the
ambulance.
No,
right?
You never chased an ambulance down the block?
He going to take me to the hospital.
After that one, probably. I like what you said, Lou.
You hear about that guy on the news? He's chasing the ambulance. My mother's in there.
Yeah.
So I gotta get her before she signs the money over to the doctors. That's my money. Yeah, that's my money. Yeah.
I'm gonna fight with the ladies. Yeah, you sure do.
Oh, man.
Hey, give me poor dog. Give me poor.
Yeah.
Barking back at you. There it is. He's barking back at you.
Yeah.
You gotta teach her how to do it.
Yeah, like tap on the shoulder, let them learn how to lean from side to side, and then you do it. It really works, actually.
I was watching baseball today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Baseball just started.
Yeah,
I'm over there.
So early?
Nice. Yeah, it looks like it.
The home of the
playing?
Yankees. Yankees play against San Francisco at Yankee Stadium. That's a home opener.
Oh,
nice.
Exhibition.
Yeah.
San Francisco.
No, the regular season, not exhibition. That's over.
Oh, really? That's
wait
good.
A minute, hold on. San Francisco is national, Yankees American. How is that? I thought they only allowed
right.
to play the American
teams. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And I met her in Miami. They won today 5-2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They changed the system yet. National can play American, evidently.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I gotta get my lipstick ready for tomorrow.
Lipstick?
Yeah, you better.
Lipstick?
This is not television. Hey, Louie, listen. I want you to wear your lipstick when you come on the television show.
Definitely.
Yeah,
the
you're still
radio,
ready
you get it
yet.
All over the mic.
Wait a minute. You're interrupting.
Frank Perino's not ready for the studio.
Yeah, I want you to come on in with, you know, I got a couple of guys who want to come on the show.
Mm-hmm.
They're gay. You know? They want to come in there fully dressed with glitter and everything.
They want to
well,
be dressed.
I don't want to wear it. Not me.
Not you?
Said, now, wait a minute.
Yeah, wait a minute.
What do you think
wait
this is?
Yeah. You don't want to be with the... In drag style.
You better talk to Rosanna then. We're
there
you with
go.
A lipstick going on at the same time with the men. You
That's
know what I mean?
That's it, Louie. Now you got it.
At least when she wore lipstick, it was normal. Uh-oh, now they're going to be
right. Now, yes, they are.
Who bought that dog, Frank? You did?
Yes, my dog. Good girl, good
name?
Girl.
What's the name of the dog?
That's not my dog. Yeah. That's a fake dog.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta get that dog Alpo. Hey Frank, I gotta buy
Alpo
dog for Brian in your house and give it to your new dog.
Yeah, all right. Alpo.
Hope you will do.
I will be with you tomorrow night. Thank you so much for listening. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. Check us on Long Island local South Bay News for the day for Milton, May 19th at the Brewery Hall, 14 Station Road. And we'll see you over there. And don't worry, we only got about 100 seats, but people can stand up.
That's right. I bring my own seat.
All right, Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you so much.
Good night, and enjoy.
Good night. Yes, you too.
All
right. Louie, good night.
Say bye, Jasper.
No. Oh, Jasper got upset. Have a good one.
Okay.